Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive on demand from 92.3 WTTS.
Hey, welcome to town, guys. We're sorry you had a little trouble getting here, a little tire trouble along the way.
Yeah, we had a blowout over on, 70 or something?
Yeah. Between here in St. Louis, yeah.
It happens, man. It's,
yeah, it does. Hey, welcome to Indianapolis, though, home of the Pacers and the Butler Bulldogs. Joe and I were talking a little basketball here.
Yep.
You're a bit of a fan, at least, for that game, huh?
Yeah, I was going for Butler in the tournament. Yeah. I hate Duke, man, like anybody but Duke, though. The refs, they cheat. You know, the refs like them a lot, so.
One of those cases, you're for anybody playing Duke.
Yes.
Who do you get behind normally?
In college, I go for UT. I'm from Austin. So.
Sure. You're originally from Austin?
Yeah.
I know you guys all hooked up down there in Austin. We got a DePaul man back here, too. Yeah, Indiana guy there. So welcome home. Man, this is a great sound you guys got. I love those saxophones back there. Those look like maybe vintage instruments.
What? This one's pretty old.
Yeah. It puts out a great sound, and you guys kind of fluctuate around a lot of different sounds. And I hear a lot of James Brown, for example. Influence on you?
Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of James Brown. He's like the best to ever do this kind of music. So, you know, it's really not... Who else are you going to look up to, I guess?
I always got like a really throwback Cab Calloway kind of thing out of that last song with people shouting in the background stuff like that. But James, one of your mentors or at least somebody you look up to or looked in the past? And
Yeah. Just like I want to be James Brown, I guess.
You're doing a great job, man. And we saw you last year at the Vogue. You're going back to the Vogue for a full show tonight. That was a great show with Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Your album is Tell 'Em What Your Name Is, and you also had one called Weary, but I heard that you're working on another one.
Yeah, we just finished tracking, and I guess maybe look for it early in the year coming up.
That's great, man. We sure enjoy it. Sure enjoy it. A lot of powerful stuff. But once again, Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears.